Now then, we're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now, what is the message? Well, the message today is that we're ambassadors. Now, let's look at that for just a moment. Who is an ambassador? Well, Webster says it's a minister of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as the official representative of his own government or sovereign. Now, we're ambassadors for Christ. We're in a foreign land. Peter says we're pilgrims and strangers down here. Paul in Philippians 3:20 says, for our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, and we're ambassadors down here. And you know, when an ambassador is present in a government, it means they're on friendly relationship. God's still friendly with this world. Well, one of these days he's going to call his ambassadors home. Then judgment will begin. Now, you see, when man sinned, God in holiness turned. But God loved man. And when Christ died on the cross, God now can hold out his arm and say, you can come. Now we are ambassadors. And what are we to do? Well, we're just to tell you, folks, that he'll save you. All God's asking you to do is to turn to him. Well, God's not going to try to get even with you. He's not going to strike you. Doesn't want a punishment. Doesn't want to lay a hand on you. Or if you are his child and sin, you won't get by with it. But my friend, this is a great day today. We can just say to you, be ye reconciled to God. And all he asks you to do is turn to him. Why? Because he bore it all for you. On him, almighty vengeance fell, that would have sunk a world to hell. He bore it for a chosen race, and thus becomes our hiding place. He's reconciled. You don't have to shed tears to win him over. Evangelist friend of mine is always trying to get people to cry. I have a lot of fun with him. I ask him, how many tears do you have to shed to get God's heart soft? Oh, he said, McGee, don't be ridiculous. I said, I'm not being, you are. And if it takes 12 tears, then 11 won't do. But that's silly. He said it's silly. I say it's silly too. You don't have to shed tears. God's heart's soft. He loves you. He wants to save you. Why? Well, he hath made him to be sin for us. He took my place down here, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You know, he's given me his place, clothed in his righteousness. Let me put it like this. He took my hell down here, that I might have his heaven up yonder. He did that for me. My friend, he's saying the same thing to you today. He's saying, be reconciled. Why don't you turn around to him? Why don't you come to him? Why don't you trust him? He won't lay a hand on you. But he bore it all for you. He'll take you in his hand, and you'll never perish if you come to him. Oh, my friend, this is such a wonderful word. Have you been able to get it out to anyone else? Honestly, Christian today, whoever you are, wherever you are, however you are, what are you doing today to get this word of reconciliation out to a lost world? God is reconciled. World's reconciled to him. But you're going to have to turn around. And by faith, you're going to have to come to him. And let's get this word out, friends. And if you're not engaged elsewhere, help us get it out today. Because a lot of folk want to hear it. We found that out.